settle in, get comfortable, let our journey begin as we meet the hosts, internationally acclaimed mediums, Nick and Sylvia Avery.
Once again, and welcome to the Spirits Work Show, the paranormal, metaphysical, and spiritual show with a difference. I'm Sylvie Avery.
And I'm Mick Avery.
We're mediums, healers, and authors who have chosen to serve humanity through our gifts of spirit communication. We focus on education, and on this show, through Mick's astonishing gift of deep trance mediumship, we are able to bring you the truth as to the nature of our existence, direct from the other side. Mick is a deep trance medium, and live on the show, he channels an enlightened spirit guide called Gregory Hay, who is the main spokesperson for a group of highly evolved spirits called the White Cloud Group. Gregory himself had an earth life in the early 1700s in England, but now he has come back to share the vast insights and wisdom he has gained since access to those insights with those of us, and he's sharing them with those of us that are still on earth. Today's show is about physical phenomena, which is to do with physical mediumship, and we are going to be discussing some of the different types of physical phenomena. Last week, we talked about the voice and how the spirit world are able to construct sound in our dimension, and this week, we'll endeavor to cover other forms, including materialization, where form is constructed, and that it is not only tangible, but solid in our dimension.
We have published 4 books: The Spirit Within, Spirit Walks with Gregory, The Soul Group, Its Meaning, Magic and Imagery, and Journeys of the Inner Songbird. Our website is www.spirit-teaching.com. As well as Spirit's Work, on Mondays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on blogginservice.com, we have another radio show, and that's called The Spirit Teaching Radio Show, and it's on every Tuesday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on artistfirst.com. In our books and on our radio programs, the spirit world help us to become more informed and knowledgeable about the bigger picture of life and to hopefully steer us onto a more positive path and possible enlightenment. The White Cloud Group is an educational group that consists of scientists, physicists, alchemists, geophysicists, medics, scholars of all description, plus ordinary people. They are trying to be of assistance by showing us how we can become in harmony with each other and all things, and to consequently save our planet. Being a deep trance medium means that I have the ability to go into the deep trance state, which allows the spirit team to transport my spirit and my consciousness to the ether world, and then use my body as a vessel or a vehicle for direct communication so that another entity can speak directly to you without my mind and thoughts getting in the way, which is pretty handy, really. I don't very often know where I've been. It's never the same place twice, and only feels like a few minutes or even seconds that I've been away, and it can be at least 2 hours or more in physical time. I have perfected the art of subduing my consciousness to the point where the spirit team can transport it along with my spirit to wherever they choose, and then they can communicate with you using my physical body until they bring me back when they have finished. It's like, for me, having an out-of-body experience every time I do this. And this means that the communication that you receive is pure spirit, not filtered information put into my own words through my mind or relayed messages of any kind. It is the total personality of a wise and highly knowledgeable spirit guide who has been training to do this for 300 years and who has the backup of the eminent minds of the White Cloud Group. Bye.
Well, thanks, Mick. Yeah. So Mick's going to go off bring Gregory through, and you might be interested to know that Mick actually made the arrangement to do this work with Gregory before he came to have this earth life when he was still in the spirit world. Regular listeners to Spirit's Work Show will know that we discuss a different topic every week, and that we are here to highlight the normal in paranormal, to eradicate fears that keep us from going forward and doubting our ability. We believe that knowledge is power, and we believe that that is knowledge that is for sharing. Our mission statement is to bring truthful information and knowledge through our gifts of spirit to help people enhance their lives and the lives of others, and to restore the balance and well-being of the planet. So this week we're going to be talking about physical mediumship. And don't forget, if you'd like to find out more about us, you can go to www.spirit-teaching.com on our website. So I do believe that Gregory is here now.
Hello, Dave.
Hi, Gregory.
Hello. Once again, then, it is with the utmost love that we are here, and I am so pleasured and honored, as always, to be able to be featured upon this program that you have so cordially invited me to take part in.
You're welcome. So, this week we're going to be talking about physical mediumship.
Yes.
And would you like to explain and start at the beginning about... well, where you want to start, really. We're going to be talking about materialization and possibly other forms as well.
Yes, quite so. Well then, dear friends, to begin with, the actual accent of physical mediumship is the utilization of a certain element of your cellular structure, of the physical being that you are, that for some people, one in 1 million, on your side of life, have a certain ability of the abundance of what is called charms and quarks. These come from the cellular structure of different parts of your organic self. And so what we do is these are actually utilized and brought to the surface by spirit energy, by the ability of the medium him or herself to give of self to the physical world and to the spirit world in such a way as to enable the spirit world to actually draw this fluid, if you like, this mixture of elements of the cellular structure that you are, to bring that and clothe it, use it to clothe various forms from the spirit world. So this means that you can perhaps see someone materialize organically on your side of life, in front of your very eyes. It may well be that this structure, however, can only be transformed in darkness, in complete darkness. And that may be because of the light sensitivity that ectoplasm, which is the actual form of material that is utilized by the spirit world, is actually brought into being. And as I say, this element or force, this compound, is, yes, it is a physical structure, but it is also very light sensitive. Now, sometimes it may well be that the form of ectoplasm can actually be coated. And in this way, it may be coated by something otherwise from the planet Earth's surface. So we may well use chlorophyll from plants or some other organic compound. Perhaps from the use of various other organic organisms that are just borrowed for the time being while we use them. And in this way, we can actually cloak the ectoplasm itself in this semi-solid fluid of cells, a collection of cells, to enable the materialization of ectoplasm to take place so that you can actually see the transformation in the physical light of day. And this is something then that is brought about purely and simply so that the spirit world can clothe themselves once again in a physical structure. How they do this is actually quite remarkable, that what happens and what occurs is quite simply that we bring the memory that is brought from the consciousness taken at the time of passing, that is joined to the spirit, the consciousness memory of the cellular structure of that being, and is actually utilized into that form. So that is what you will see. It is a carbon copy, an exact replication of the being as they live in a physical life. And it is through that memory, that thought process, if you like, that is ongoing in the spirit world, that enables this transformation to take place. And it is, of course, naturally enough, that it is through the love energy that may exist between the sitters at the time of the seance taking place.
Okay, so a few questions there. But what do you mean by sitters?
Yes, well, very well. So this would usually take place in a gathering of people. It may number from just a few people in the development circle to a number of people, perhaps even as many as 80 or 100 at any one gathering. The room size, of course, will determine actually the ability of the spirit world to conduct the materialization. And it will also depend upon the actual energy of love that the sitters are able to bring about, directed toward the medium themselves.
Okay, and then the spirit world use that. That sounds like a very intricate process, something that is obviously takes a lot of work by those of you in the spirit world to bring it about.
Well, yes, quite so. Of course, this is not just ectoplasm that is brought about to utilize and bring a solid physical form in the shape of a loved one or some such thing, or perhaps even a guide. It is also utilized and brought about to enable the spirit world to use physical things. And what they will do is perhaps play an instrument or such things like that.
An instrument that is on the physical earth?
Yes, quite so.
Like what sort of instrument?
Well, it has been known to pluck the strings of a guitar or to actually play the keys of a piano or some other form of electrical simulation instrument that does that job, you see?
Bang a drum? Or
even bang a drum or a tambourine or something like that. And, of course, a different array of different things can be done at the same time, simultaneously, depending upon the way in which the actual love vibration is orchestrated by the sitters and brought about toward the medium. Now, sometimes, perhaps, in a larger room, it may be necessary for the medium to actually sit in a more confined space. And what you would do in a larger room is you would simply confine the medium to a smaller space within the room, obviously somewhere that all the sitters, or the majority of the sitters, could see into the box, into a form of cabinet which is erected for the medium to sit in. This will simply be placed there to amplify the vibration and energy of love directed at the medium in order to concentrate that energy to be able to produce the form of ectoplasm necessary for the gathering of spirit energy to form materialization in the process.
So when you say about them playing an instrument, that means that their fingers must be very dexterous.
Well, yes, quite so, although I would not necessarily say that they use particularly fingers, but certainly appendages of pressure that are exerted by the actual configuration of cells in their structural form to actually put physical pressure upon the keys or upon the strings or upon whatever else it is they wish to play.
it will not necessarily be, of course, that they will play a particular tune. It may just be a random thing. You understand? Mm.
Yeah, yes. So that means that they could do these spirits, these loved ones, ever hug and touch
well, yes.
The people that they are?
Yes.
They know?
Yes, absolutely, of course. Now, it may well be that the materialized form is something that is able to move around the room. And obviously, sometimes, depending upon the type of gathering or the actual configuration of the room, will depend upon the effect that this is able to be brought about upon the sitters, you understand. So it may well be, as the sitters are arranged in a semicircle, or it may, of course, be a rectangular room, in which case the sitters would necessarily have to be placed as close as possible to the medium in order that they, too, would be able to experience this, as it actually takes quite a great deal of energy for the spirit world and for the medium to be able to produce the ectoplasm and enable it to project far enough into the room. Sometimes 20 or 30 feet is quite an undertaking for the spirit world to accommodate in this way.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, it is to say that this solid form of a being, of a loved one, perhaps, who has come to see a specific person in the room, it may well be that they can walk across or glide across the room to them and actually enfold them in their arms. They may well be able to reproduce their arms and their physical bodies through their cellular memory reproduction. And quite simply, that the effect on the physical being will be that they will be able to feel their loved one again, of course, naturally wearing probably the clothes that they used to wear, also something that is brought about through the cellular memory structure, and also, of course, through the conscious memory. And this is something, then, that is very precious to an individual who has this experience, this wonderful experience, and quite life-altering, really, in many ways.
I'm sure, because I understand that also, usually, there is a voice that goes with it. Because, you know, it might sound a little bit scary, well, to some people,
yes.
That, you know, they might need the voice as well.
Oh, yes, of course.
Apart from
absolutely.
Recognition.
Yes, yes. And the voice, of course, will be something else that will absolutely replicate through the cellular memory structure of the exact voice box that was present in the physical loved one when they walked the physical life.
Mm. So they have the two together, and then they can have a conversation and feel a closeness and that bond again.
Yes, absolutely so. Even though it may be just for a limited time, and of course, this is only something that is allowed to take place upon the instruction of the spirit themselves, or by the spirit guides, or whatever, you understand. You cannot have people, physical people in the room, actually standing up and grabbing hold of, in some way or another, the ectoplasmic coating of the spirit as it walks from one being to another, you see?
So what would happen?
Well, quite simply, it would produce a static shock and charge to the medium, and the ectoplasm would repel straight back into the body of the medium and could actually cause considerable trouble. In fact, there have in the past been several cases of physical mediums who have actually died as a result of that kind of contact.
Mm.
Now, it is also to say, of course, that in this wandering, that as the spirit moves from one person to another, it will change its orientation and its origin will alter, because depending upon who that
next spirit is to see. And so it will really be a collection of spirit who are on our side of life, very, very close to the ectoplasm at the time that it is moving around the room. You understand? Mm-hmm. And in that way, they can take it in turns to implant their cellular memory structure and their consciousness within the ectoplasm so that it will actually change shape one to another as the ectoplasm moves from one person sitting to another person, you see?
Mm. And what does it feel like?
To the spirit friend?
What does the ectoplasm feel like to a human being when you have a spirit hug you like that?
Well, it will actually feel exactly the same as it would have felt if the physical being had been there. You will feel pressure, you will feel skin, you will actually feel fingernails and breath. You will feel all of those things. You will actually feel the breath as the spirit is talking, the lungs moving in and out. You will feel a heartbeat through the ectoplasm of the nature of the existence of the physical being.
To go to all that detail, that's amazing.
Well, of course, yes. And, of course, hair and whatever else.
Mm. But you can only see this materialized being if it's done in... either in daylight with coated in the substance like chlorophyll so that you can see it.
Yes.
Or if it's done in a red light situation.
Yes, quite so.
And in a red light situation, is that because it changes the, because it's not daylight, as it were?
Yes, quite so. It is daylight itself that is so harmful. And, of course, to some forms of very sensitive ectoplasm, also red light is dangerous as well. And so this is something that does have to be developed gradually within the group. And it may take many years. We know of many groups of individuals who are working with physical mediums who have still to perfect the red light situation even after 10 or 15 years.
Mm. Mm. Yes, take an awful long time. So,
yes, and it is not to say, of course, that they are lesser than those who are able to produce ectoplasmic materialization in full daylight. In fact, that is extremely rare, if ever at all, at this present time, purely and simply because in daylight it is such a difficult structure to be able to manipulate because of the dangers of the light.
Mm, yes.
And the actual business of coating ectoplasm, every single surface of it, is actually very time-consuming and takes a lot of energy.
I'm sure.
To deal with.
Yes. And, so what about, why do we need physical mediumship, do you think?
Well, my dear friend, quite simply, because it is the ultimate test of the ability of the spirit world to communicate with the physical side of life. And if that were not present, then it would always left and remained to those through mental mediumship, then perhaps it could be said that it is all in the mind of the medium.
It used to be very popular in the olden days.
Yes, quite so. Absolutely. And up until, really, quite recently. Gradually, as more and more hostility toward it began to echo different fears, particularly of religious groups that were obviously against it because it perhaps usurped their power in some way, then it meant that these fundamentalist groups became more and more dangerous, as well as the actual official recognition of it was also something that, steeped within the religious confines and indoctrination of whatever country, it would limit the possibility of physical mediumship to take place.
Yes, I mean, I think because people think of it as being a scary thing, you know, calling up spirits and that sort of thing, instead of thinking it as it's done with love, do it through love. And if somebody experiences that just once in their life, like you say, that's just a life-altering situation. It might be only ever once that they do it.
Yes, of course.
And it will change their life forever.
Yes, of course.
So I'd like to say thank you for those who may have just joined us on Spirit's Work. You're listening to Spirit Guide Gregory Hay, being channeled by deep trance medium Mick Avery. And we're discussing physical phenomena, and in particular, materialization. I'm Sylvie Avery. Welcome. So it takes a lot of sitters to possibly develop this, and obviously the room has to be kept maybe in a certain way to
in
make
a certain
sure,
state
in
yes,
a certain
yes.
state to make sure that this happens and what other things?
Well, as it is, dear friend, a room should really be set aside within a household that is wishing to run a physical circle. It would be that there would be very little furnishing in the room itself. There would perhaps be no carpet, or the carpet that was there would be of an organic nature. It would not be of man-made fibers, you understand.
Mm-hmm.
And so it would be, of course, that before every sitting, that the room would be thoroughly cleaned. This is to enable the use of ectoplasm not to come into contact with any foreign elements. No dust, no pins or any other such thing that may have been left in the room itself. This is because at the end of the sitting, the ectoplasm will be retrieved back into the physical medium. And so, naturally, if there are pins and things within it, that could well be very, very harmful to the medium themselves.
Now, I've been to these seances, and there's a lot of singing involved very often, that people sing.
Yes, and they may well sing old songs, or they may well even sing very modern melodies. It will depend entirely upon the way that the medium has been developed and the way that the spirit have worked in that development. And as you say, they sing songs for the reason of joining in harmony. And it is the creation of that harmony that raises the vibration of love. And that is something, of course, that music does and creates in the physical reality for people all over your side of life. It is not something that is just etheric or within the mind. It is something very real and tangible that brings and draws people together, because it awakens them to the joyousness of their celebration of life, if you like. It is the same as birds singing in a dawn chorus.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I understand. So there's been various wonderful things that they've been able to do with materialization. Can you give us any examples of because I remember one of, there was a medium, an American medium, where she would form her hands and then dip her hand in melted wax, and then when it was taken away, there would be a wax glove for
yes.
everybody to see. I mean, that's
yes.
just fascinating, isn't it?
Quite so, yes. Yes, absolutely. And, of course, what they could see was all of the skin tissue, all of the where the nails were, and everything else. And similarly, of course, there are many different forms of experiments that can take place. Interestingly, part of the process is the ability to be able to draw ectoplasm through materialized form, through solid form, in your side of life.
Uh-huh.
So it may be that that a hand or an arm or something like that is drawn through a solid object.
Matter through matter.
Matter through matter, exactly so. And this is a very interesting possibility, perhaps, that those in the realms of science have not fully realized or developed. That is the ability for the spirit world to actually draw matter through matter. It is a system of dematerialization at the point of bringing an object through one to another. So, saying this, if you look at a single solid object, perhaps even a chair or an arm of a chair, you will see that it is completely solid to the touch, made of wood. And that, in fact, if you look at that chair under the microscope, it actually contains millions of holes. And all of those holes are areas where physical solid matter is not. So what happens is the cellular structure is arranged in certain ways in order for you to see how it is formed. And that is something of the element of shape and strength that it has. What we are able to do in the spirit world is perhaps to dematerialize a certain element, perhaps, of the medium themselves in order to pass their physical state through that solid object. And this is something that usually happens with a kind of a snap. It is not something that is very slow, you understand, but something that is happened instantaneously as it is brought one through another. It may in fact be a strap or some other object that is passed through the arm itself.
So it passes straight through it?
Yes, quite so. And this is something, of course, as a test, if you like, of certain elements of the ability of ectoplasm and the physical relationship of one form of solid object to another. Now, it has also been that the spirit world are perhaps able to dematerialize or materialize some other form of object. This may be a solid physical form, like a manufactured form, perhaps, or it may actually be the medium themselves. There have been many cases and instances where the medium, during or at the end of the seance, will actually be thrown through the wall of the seance room and end up in another room entirely.
And because the medium will be in a trance condition during this, that's
yes,
a bit disconcerting, waking up in another room, isn't it?
Well, yes, of course, and for the sitters as well, because, in fact, the medium will be strapped to the chair, as is usually the case during a physical seance of the form of a public gathering, and that both the medium and the chair will actually be thrown completely through the wall and will end up exactly upright in the other room. You understand? And so, and this can take place perhaps across a span of 15 to 20 feet. In fact, usually, or very often, at the end of a physical seance, the medium may well be thrown or projected from the cabinet, from out of the cabinet, to the other end of the room. That can be up to some 30 or 40 feet away, and will actually land with just a gentle thud at the other end.
That's amazing.
And, of course, yes. And they will actually glide through on a very cold belt of spirit energy that enables this to happen. And what actually occurs around them and underneath them is that the state of gravitational field from the Earth is altered so dramatically that the chair actually becomes completely weightless, along with the medium.
Mm-hmm.
And that is how it is projected. from one place to another.
Still sounds like a lot of work on your behalf on the other side.
Well, yes, of course, because actually, as the chair and the medium move through the air, the displacement of the gravitational field underneath the medium and the chair has to be constant.
What happens if it goes wrong?
Well, it doesn't, my dear friend. It is just to say that that is what happens, and that quite distinctly the gravitational field is controlled to extend the height of the medium in the chair.
Mm.
And that is very, very similar to many of the situations of levitation that may occur. Now, I do understand that there were even times in past history when the medium was levitated out of the window, even from an 11-story apartment, and was levitated out of the window around the apartment block into another room entirely different.
Gosh, did people see that?
Well, my dear friend, yes, the sitters were present in the one room, and they watched as the individual glided out of the window.
Wow. That's amazing.
I do not actually remember his name at this present moment.
Mm, no. But I was going to ask you about levitation. So that's a form of levitation.
It is a form,
yes.
It is not every form of levitation, of course. Sometimes it will be that there are spirit hands that work, actually, on the physical object being levitated. So, for example, if then you were to take an infrared camera or something like that and take a picture of it, then you would actually be able to see that there were hands coming out of the floor actually holding on to the table legs or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Mm-hmm. Particularly as I'm striking a table, because that is something that was and is very often used in forms of physical mediumship.
Mm. As levitation, can people levitate without the form of physical mediumship? Is that possible?
Well, yes, my dear friend, it is. However, that is a different construction, but what actually they create is they create a lowering of the gravitational field underneath them, and that is how they're able to do that.
What, with their minds?
Actually, with their minds, yes.
Hmm.
It just goes to show, really, the power of the mind and the ability of mind to overcome all physical obstacles.
Hmm.
And that, naturally, of course, reflects the power of love within them. I do believe that there are even some religious groups which adopt this principle as a part of their religious practice and service.
Really?
Yes. It is a form of Hindi.
Hmm. Fascinating. And, well, that brings us on to a port.
Yes.
A port. What do we call a port? What's your explanation of an port?
And a port is a physical object that has been brought from one side of life to another side of life and given as a gift. So it may be that a physical object, like a feather, has been borrowed or taken from the place that it was discarded on the physical earth and brought into the spirit world and then rematerialized in a specific place to be given as a gift to those who may see it or receive it. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And so it may be a gift that is represented from a loved one in the spirit world. It may well be that it is from someone's loving mother or father or whatever who has passed, who wishes to bring something to their child to show them that they are still thinking of them.
Mm.
Or it may well be it is a gift from the spirit world of quite a different nature. It may even be a manufactured toy that the spirit world simply borrows or uses that has been, once again, that has been disguised as so many are, and simply what we do is we reuse the things that humanity throws away.
Yes, I mean, and thoughts aren't exactly physical mediumship, are they? But they are a phenomena that is quite common.
Yes, of course. Coins are another thing, or even fishes. And we have had many experiences of bringing physical solid objects to those on your side of life, just as gifts, really.
Yes, and also people very often lose things in the house that, well, they basically know that they left them somewhere and then they're not there, and then they turn up somewhere else.
Well, yes, my dear friend, and that is something else, however. That is really when loved ones may be playing with them, or perhaps when a spirit guide really wishes and needs to communicate with those in physical life who are not listening to them, or who actually, although they may be thinking of them, have not really resigned or understood the actual state of reality, that is, that their loved ones continue to live on.
Mm.
And so, of course, yes, they will take things like keys and move them to another place entirely in the room, perhaps put them in some out-of-sight place that the physical being would never even think of.
Yes.
To look for.
Yes.
You see?
Yes, like, hello. Okay, well, back to the physical mediumship. There's transfiguration that comes into this as well, isn't there?
Yes, absolutely. So, and of course, trance is also a form of physical mediumship.
Mm-hmm.
A true trance, that is.
Yes.
Yes.
Like you're doing now.
Yes, quite so.
Yes.
Yes. So, what occurs partly, and why I say that, is because of the fact that the consciousness of the medium will be completely taken away at the time of the materialization taking place. And that is why I say this. So, yes, to do with transfiguration, it is to say that what occurs in that case is that the spirit world are able to bring about an ectoplasmic form in front of the face, bringing different facial features from the cellular memory structure of the spirit wishing to communicate. So you would be looking at the medium, perhaps, as they are sitting with light shining upon the face in a particular way so as to illuminate the face but not distort it in any way. So lighting is most important in this kind of mediumship. And it is to say that usually red light or blue light, or maybe even green light, may be used for this practice. And so what would happen is that the face, as you observe it, of the physical medium will change and form into a completely different face. Perhaps it will be that the physical medium does not have a beard, and yet the new face, as it transforms upon the face of the medium, adopts a beard, maybe having a completely different shaped nose or lips or other facial features. And this is something that the audience would see directly. And all of them would see it. All of them should see it for the true state of transfiguration to have taken place. It may well be that from a side angle, as you observe the medium, that the transfiguration will appear as an almost like a ruby red laser. That is the only way that I can describe it. It will appear as a red glowing film upon the surface, just a few fractions of an inch away from the skin of the medium. So, and I say ruby red simply because if you look at the structure on a side, from a side angle, what you will see is the collection of cells in its density, not the same way as you would see it looking at it straight on, head on. You understand?
Yes.
So you're actually looking through the thickness of the ectoplasmic mask itself. in that way, you will see the vibrating energy of the ectoplasmic mask as it drifts and ovulates very, very close to the skin surface of the medium.
So therefore, people watching would maybe see their loved ones' faces appear?
Yes, quite so.
That's the idea.
And naturally, they would be able to perhaps talk to them. Or this may be something that happens in complete silence, and that what will occur is that the ectoplasmic face will change from one spirit being communicated to another, from one loved one to another, as different spirits make themselves available. You see?
Well, that's really interesting. Yeah, that must be amazing. So, is it possible for physical mediumship to occur without an actual physical medium, with maybe groups of people? I believe that we've talked about this before.
Yes, Ben, absolutely so. I'm glad you have brought this up. Now, very often what you may have is that you have a condition of a number of sitters coming together on a regular basis, and what they form is this very close bond, this wonderful harmony of love. And that love enables the spirit world to bring the manifestation of physical form. It does not mean to say that any one of those sitters is a particular physical medium, but purely and simply that because of the harmony that has been established within the group sitting, this harmony, of course, has to be completely without ego and only has one thing in mind and in common with everyone else. That is to achieve absolute perfect, harmonic, distortion-free vibration. In order to do this, as I say, the sitters must be very friendly, more than very friendly. They should actually have no negative feelings within them in order to bring this about. As is always going to be the case in the vibration room of any seance sitting in physical mediumship. But of course it is to say that, so what is enabled to happen in this state is that the group itself is able to bring their own elements of charms and qualities together, and their love bond perhaps being that strong that they are able to produce forms of physical mediumship so that the spirit world are actually able to reproduce through the same cellular memory structure of their physical walk of life. And so are able to reproduce this in a solid state for those sitters to see or experience. Or perhaps it may well be that the form of loving cohesion in the group enables the spirit world to produce levitation or perhaps some form of table dancing, you understand?
Yes.
Or a dancing table, should I say, as I understand the other connotation, means something completely different.
Yes. So what's the difference between that situation and somebody seeing, and I know we've touched on this many times before, but it's appropriate here. What's the difference between that, seeing somebody in a loving situation, like with, say, somebody's in their bed and they see their relative, their dear loved one at the foot of the bed?
Yes. Well, now, that is something that is brought as a gift from the spirit world and is entirely different. It is not through any physical ectoplasm that may be utilized by the individual having the experience. What it really is that it is an identity that is brought about purely and simply because of the love between the physical being and the spirit wishing to make the communication. So this is a one-off situation that will happen, that is brought about by the spirit world to enable a transformation to take place in the ability of the physical subject to be able to comprehend the absolute ability of the spirit world to give something back to that individual through the love they may have for that spirit who is trying to contact them. And so for that reason, my dear friends, it will be that the spirit world will be able to actually clothe and make visible this apparition from the spirit world of a loved one in that case. And this can be a very real thing, of course. It is not necessarily a physical person, human identity. It may well be an animal loved one. Animals are particularly good at doing that. And, of course, the spirit world readily jump to any inclusion of an animal because they are so free-thinking and that they are actually very easy to replicate, to be able to bring their energy and concentrate it in such a way because their energy is without ego and without other thoughts, if you like, constructed thoughts of why they would want to do that other than love. You understand?
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is why animals usually come back time and time again, whereas for physical beings that have had a physical life that are now in the spirit world, they actually need to collect that energy in order for the materialization to take place.
In the olden days, it used to come about more readily, and you've said before that it's to do with the airwaves being clogged up these days with the mobile phones and everything.
Yes.
Because in the old days, when it first started, they actually first started in America, although it seems to be more popular in England now.
Well, actually, my dear friend, I have to say that it is something that has always been on the planet's surface, that spirit world have always been able to manifest those of the other side of life who have passed beyond the veil and wish to return through the aspect of love that still exists between those, between that spirit and those still living physically.
Yes, but physical mediumship in itself, is more popular than in England, although it started in America, didn't it?
Yes, quite so.
And there was a few people that were, the Bang sisters. I think that's just a fascinating story that people might be interested to know of something that could happen.
Yes, quite so. And of course, that was about precipitation drawing, which means very rapid coloration or transfiguration of the materials onto a solid form to represent a spirit. What in fact occurred with them was that they began by actually using their mediumship, sitting opposite one another, and that they would have an easel in between them. The parchment itself, or the form that was to be laid upon it, was, it began with using paints, oils, or such thing, and actual brushes, and that it began in that way. And what they would do was, as a form of psychic art, I suppose you could say, that they would actually physically hold the brushes themselves, you see. And that was how it began. But then, in later years, the spirit world completely took over, and that they were just the two of them there present, sitting opposite one another in a trance-like state, whilst the spirit world brought together different elements of organic nature. That is, they borrowed the cellular structure from butterflies' wings, deceased ones, of course, and that they actually used that cellular structure to bring about the facial expressions, to bring about the actual drawing itself of a loved one wishing to appear before the audience. And this was, of course, something that happened in front of many hundreds of individuals. Understand. And it was in broad daylight.
And they just appeared.
Yes, quite so. And it would take perhaps 15 of your Earth minutes to 20 Earth minutes in order for this to be produced. And it would be completed in that time.
That's fascinating, isn't it?
We think so, Finn.
Well, yes. Is there anything that you can think of that we haven't covered? We've got a couple of minutes left.
Well, I would just like to say that these are not things that are, as we have tried to point out in this program, that they are not things that are alienated from normal individuals. This is something that can be created even for you in a very physical way at some point in your life when the spirit world wishes to bring communication to you. And I think that that is the most important point to make, that this is not something that is outside of the normal realm of possibility, but also includes the very many different spirit interactions that may be brought about between our side of life and yours.
Mm, that it's not spooky or scary.
And that is what we have really tried to bring about.
Then. And it's love. And it's through love.
And it is always through the energy of love. It is never anything that is dark or negative or hostile towards human beings in physical life. They are not there to scare you witless or to make you have sleepless nights. They are there to bring you comfort and loving joy that life continues beyond the physical form of living tissue.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Gregory. It's been wonderful.
Thank you so, dear Beth. And with love and light, as always, we leave you upon this path. Good day.
Thank you. Good day. So, just time enough to say that don't forget that our books are available at shops and on Amazon.com, as well as our website, which is www.spirit-teaching.com. And we hope you've enjoyed the show. Once again, thank you for listening. Until next time, be peaceful, be positive, and focused on your goal. Know that you're not alone in trying to create a better world. Goodbye. Okay, that's the end of that one. We'll be just driving to the bathroom and various things like that quickly,
yep.
And then we'll start the next.
Yep. Hi.
So you get yourself undone.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.